The Holy Christ of Agony, patron saint of the Moors and Christians' festivities in Ontinyent. There is no doubt that the Holy Christ of Agony is the work of the Valencian artist Inocencio Cuesta López. After the Spanish Civil War, the authorities commissioned him to reproduce the original carving that had been destroyed in the summer of 1936 by the FIA militia. A few weeks later, he had completed the carving from cypress wood, and the Christ was first carried in procession in the 1939 fiestas. In contrast, there is little known history of the original crucifix of the Agony of Christ. As well as this, its origins are shrouded in a legend that goes back to Ontinyent in 1537. Bernarda Gómez Fita, sick with the plague, promised to pay for a crucifix if she recovered. Later, a poor labourer asked to spend the night at her home and offered to carve the devotional statue. 4 days later, her mysterious visitor had disappeared, leaving behind the image of the Agony of Christ in all its splendour. The plague outbreak that infested the old town ended, and the miracle gave rise to the devotion to the Agony of Christ in Ontinyent. Documentary evidence from the time makes no mention of the miracle, nor of an outbreak of plague in that year. Furthermore, it is curious to note that in 1600, when the plague decimated Ontinyent, there is no mention of the Morenet, which is the popular name for the crucifix, nor in the minutes of the council meeting of the 23rd of July 1656, which includes references to the work carried out at Santa Ana Chapel. However, there is a mention of the new altar dedicated to the devotional cult of Santa Ana, the saint to which the chapel is dedicated. Up until now, the first reliable evidence of the existence of the crucifix of the Agony of Christ dates back to the 18th of January 1808, when the construction of the Chapel of Santa Ana, dedicated to the Agony of Christ, was nearing completion. Months later, an anonymous writer noted, "On the 25th of November 1809, following petitions, the Christ of Santa Ana was carried down, borne on the shoulders of 8 men and carried in procession through the streets to the sound of the rosary, and was reinstated in his new chapel in the hermitage at the beginning of March 1810. This religious demonstration, dating from the beginning of the Napoleonic occupation of Ontinyent, is the first in a series of shows of devotion that our ancestors dedicated in honour of the Holy Agony of Christ. It was to him that the faithful prayed in the successive cholera epidemics that left hundreds of people dead in their wake. Of all the outbreaks, the virulent cholera epidemic that gripped Ontinyent in the autumn of 1854 was especially important. The local people, powerless before the unstoppable advance of the sickness, appealed for the help to the patron saint, the Immaculate Conception, and to the Agony of Christ, who they carried in procession from Santa Ana to the Church of Santa Maria. José Joaquín Cervino, in the prologue to the 1860 edition of The Ambassadors, makes a reference to the sad spectacle that Ontinyent presented during the outbreak, and highlights the miraculous intervention of Christ to whose devotion can be attributed our miraculous liberation from the dreadful cholera in 1854. There is no doubt that it was in the middle of the 19th century that the devotion among the faithful to the Morenette in Santa Ana began to grow significantly, and it was to him that they prayed in the successive droughts. The construction of the Church of San Carlos as an independent parish in 1851 and the birth of the fiesta as we know it in 1860 could only empower the cult to the point that he was renamed patron of the Moors and Christians fiesta. Even today, the people of Ontinyent maintain the devotion of our forefathers to this venerable image, as can be seen by reading the verses of the official city hymn. Beautiful land that is blessed by the purity of Maria, this land that venerates with such zeal Christ in his agony.